Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Occupied Kashmir awaits a Khalifa Rashid who will respond to its children's cries with military troops marching for its liberation. On July 1st, 2020, protests erupted in occupied Kashmir over the martyrdom of an elderly Muslim by troops of the Hindu state after they dragged him out of his car in the town of Sopore. His three-year-old grandson was traveling with him, was later pictured sitting on his chest, arousing widespread anger within the Muslims of Pakistan, who are in pain at the gaping wound of Kashmir in the body of the Islamic Ummah. O Muslims of Pakistan, the cause of our pain is the absence of our shield, the Khilafah, Caliphate, and the presence of rulers who adopt misguidance. Since August 5th, 2019, the lowly, idol-worshipping mushrikeen of the Hindu state have waged war upon our Muslim brothers and sisters in occupied Kashmir, forcefully annexing it, blinding with pellets, mutilating and murdering with bullets. It is clear that the current rulers will never move to secure our sanctities. Instead, they hide behind appeals and tweets to the international community, which is a stone idol that does neither speak nor acts to benefit us in any of our causes. On the contrary, it is the United Nations that firmly backs any state, no matter how small, that violates the sanctities of Muslims by action or speech. Clearly, only the Khilafah will seize the hands of our enemies so that the sanctities of the Islamic Ummah are never violated, guarded by our own troops that trade their lives for the wide Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the righteous. Violating Islam's sanctities is a declaration of war on Islam, for which the rightly guided Imam must mobilize his troops, missiles, and armory so that the enemy never thinks of harming any Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةِ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. Indeed, the Imam is a shield from behind whom you fight and by whom you are protected. Muslim. As the first and the best Imam of the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mobilized military force to drive out the Jews of Qaynuqa from Al-Madina Al-Munawwara when they violated the honor of a single Muslim woman in their market. Adhering to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subsequent Imams of Muslims throughout the era of ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, all acted as shields for the Ummah. Thus, when a single Muslim woman was abused by Romans, the Khalifa himself led military forces to punish the perpetrators and opened Amuriyah. And the oppression of Muslim Hujjaj by Modi's forefather, Raja Dahar, was met with the swords of the army of Muhammad bin Qasim. O Muslims in Pakistan's armed forces, the Muslims of occupied Kashmir remain patiently active in their resistance to the Hindu occupying forces. They are not waiting for the international community, which has betrayed them for decades, but wait for you, the progeny of Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu, Salah ad-Din, and Muhammad bin Qasim, who will liberate them. Grant the Nusra now for the restoration of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you are ordered to march towards Srinagar in response to the cries of the oppressed without further delay. Grant the Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir under its Emir Sheikh Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta, so that you are finally led by men of Iman that will lead you in the pursuit of victory and martyrdom. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.